100.3 WRNB Soulful Sunday. Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson, and Philadelphia. It is Black History Month, February. We are celebrating living contributors to our culture. And today, Derek and I are speaking with Devon Franklin. Welcome.
Thank you all so much. So glad to be with you.
Okay, so I want to start by saying first, fine human being, accomplished professional, senior vice president of, right, well, God-fearing. We could start there. God-fearing, definitely. Pastor, senior vice president of production at Sony Pictures, author of a brand new book called Produced by Faith, and newlywed, married to Megan Good. Welcome, Devon. And I'm sure I'm missing other things, but you got a lot going on, brother.
Got a lot going on.
You got a lot going
on.
You got
it all covered.
And cover man, because you're on the cover of Ebony Magazine. Celebrating love. This is a special issue.
Black love.
Black
it.
Love. Yeah. Celebrating black love. So you've got a lot going on. But let's start by talking about your book, Produced by Faith. What motivated you to do this book?
You know, I really wanted to just put something positive in the culture. You know, and so many people look to entertainment, and entertainment has such an influence on lifestyle choices. And so I wanted to write a book that could help the reader look at their life as a movie. You know, I've been in the movie business for 15 years, and so I use the movie business and how a movie gets made to help the reader see how God wants to make their life a success. And so I wanted to just do a book to show that you can have success, you can hold on to your integrity, you can have peace, but you can do it in a way where you don't have to compromise who you are, and you can actually get the best out of your life and your career. Because so many times we have to become less than to achieve our dreams. And I wanted to at least try to put in place a manual to show how I've become successful so far, to help others, you know, get success out of their lives. But again, without compromising, without losing their integrity.
You, so well spoken. I mean, first, where'd you go to school? That's number one.
I went to undergrad at University of Southern California.
Okay, shout out to the West Coast. So that brings me to my second question. How did you, you have like a local connect. How did you get started in the business?
Yeah, I got started as an intern working for the management company that managed Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. Overbrook.
His own. Overbrook.
Overbrook.
Yeah.
JR.
Yeah,
Shout out to Philly's own.
I started interning at the company before Overbrook, and then I was Overbrook's first intern. So I go way back.
Wow.
So now the book, getting back to it, you cover a lot of territory talking about getting focused, forgiving yourself and others, rising to the occasion of being better. Tell us, what else can we find? What gems are in the book? As you said,
you know,
it's a blueprint.
One of the strongest chapters in the book that people really respond to is a chapter called Development Hell. In the movie business, there are times when you develop a script and it feels like it's never going to get made. And so you get frustrated and you begin to give up on the original idea, why you were excited about the project to begin with. And so I have the reader look at their life. So many of us are stuck in life. And we feel like it's never going to happen. We're never going to get into production. We're never going to get to that next level. And so this chapter really helps navigate the most difficult, pressure, intense periods of life to remind you where your faith is and to not give up on who you are, because you're really closer than you think.
Now, this one has a personal connection to me, forgiving yourself and others. I have a real, real big problem with that. I may not show it outwardly, but I never forget what something has been done to me. And I find it very hard to forgive someone. I may say it's okay and I accept your apology, but I really don't.
Right. You know, one of the things that even Bishop Jakes talks about in his new book, Let It Go, is that, you know, so much of forgiveness is about us, about me, right? So for you not being able to forgive, me not being able to forgive actually holds me back. So sometimes we have to let it go and we have to release so that we can move forward in our story. You know, because sometimes the person that may have even done the offense is no longer around, you know, but we have to let ourselves be okay with, you know what, that happened. I'm going to reconcile and I'm going to move forward, because there's too much that God has for us and there's too much life now in the future that if we don't forgive, we won't be able to enjoy it.
Well, keep me in prayer, Pastor, because I am still a work in progress.
Oh, yes, he is. And Devon, your church. Do you have a physical church?
No, you know, I mean, I attend church here in Los Angeles. There's two churches that I go to, but I don't have my own congregation. I mean, my own congregation, in essence, would be online, you know, maybe one day God will call me to open up an actual church. But right now, I'm more like an evangelist, you know, go and preach around the country and you know, minister to as many as I can, wherever I can.
Well, you know, you are doing a fine job. This book is amazing. I cannot wait to finish reading it. We want to, again, celebrate and commend you on taking a position in a place like Hollywood, of all places, where a lot of people perceive it to be not the most positive and progressive place in terms of values, but you are using your position and your pulpit, so to speak, as an author, as a professional, as a husband, to get the word out of being positive and guiding yourself by faith. Mm-hmm. And we are very proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, I'm excited to do it. As we were talking earlier, I mean, you know, there's just so many influences in the culture right now. You know, when I look at our youth and I look at the choice, I was just reading Jet last night, and it was talking about how, you know, the majority of the new AIDS cases are, you know, young black men mm-hmm. between the ages of 18 and 24. You know, and I just feel like we just got to do what we can to lift up a positive way to live, you know, so that things like disease and violence, you know, when you get to someone's heart and you can give them perspective on how to live their life, they make better choices. So my goal is to just, you know, again, put something positive in the culture and to help guide as many as I can find a successful path in life.
Also, congratulations on your Ebony cover. People should read it, see it, the photographs with your beautiful wife who also has a hit TV show now. Congratulations to Megan.
Thank you.
Your family is doing it.
Yeah,
it's really exciting. That's the first, you know, I mean, to be on Ebony Magazine is just like a dream come true. So for both of us, we're incredibly humbled and just blessed to have had the opportunity. And, you know, it's on stands and people have been seeing it in airports and taking pictures. So we're blessed and the show is doing great. So it's Deception. On NBC.
Yes, Deception.
So please, everybody, tune in. Her and Laz Alonso.
Love Laz Alonso.
My buddy. You know, it's a great, great show.
All right, now it's time to take up an offering. If people want more information on how to get the book, let's get that money. Come on. If people want more information on how to get this book, where can they go?
They can go to Amazon.com and you can order it. You can also download it right now on your Kindle or on your iPhone or your iPad through the iTunes store. Those are the best and most and the quickest ways to get it. And if you want to connect with me, I'm on Twitter at Devon Franklin. You can also go to my website, www.devonfranklin.com.
Okay, so I'm going to go to my Twitter now and look for Deanna Williams because I'm going to, what's the term, Derek, when you friend somebody on Twitter?
Tweet, I don't know.
You follow.
Reina, follow.
You follow.
Follow.
Oh,
I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you because I'm inspired by the model that you have established and the fact that you are using your voice in a most constructive, positive, and productive manner. We salute you during Black History Month, during March, June, August, July. We celebrate you, Devon Franklin. Thank you so much for joining Derek and myself on Soulful Sunday. When you come to Philly, come in the studio with us.
I will. I love being in Philly, and certainly when I'm there the next time, I'll come on through.
Excellent. Yes. We are the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection.
Amen. I love that.
Very good. Thank you so much, Devon. We are 100.3 WRNB.